Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm John. Over there, Chantel. We are locked. We are loaded. We are ready for a show today.
Yes.
How about that kind of start?
You know what? I love it. The power.
I got this. I've told you my Whoop app that I am.
Yes,
my
fitness app.
So it's attached to this Whoop band that I wear.
Whoop band.
And it's like it checks your heart and your oxygen and everything.
How are you doing this morning?
Well, what it does is it tells me if I recovered during my sleep.
Did you?
I did. And here's the problem with it. Sometimes I'll wake up and I'm like, man, I got some good sleep. But then my app will say, no, you didn't. And I'm like, oh, I didn't get good sleep. And it ruins my day. The app stresses me out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you feel like the app lies to you?
Yes.
Because you're like, hey, man, don't kill my buzz.
Or before, like, I know I've been up all night, like, tossing and turning. And the app in the morning is like, no, you slept great. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
This is
hocus
pocus.
What's your definition of great?
Yeah, what is going on here? So, I don't know. But I'm still wearing it. I told myself I'd wear it for a year to see if it would help me.
Yeah, because you paid for it.
Yeah, it's expensive too.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Has it helped me in my be more of an athlete?
Let's see. No.
Shut up. Remember when you were a kid and you just mix all the flavors from like a soda fountain?
The swamp.
Is that what you called it?
Yeah.
We called it something else. It's not really nice to say anymore, so we don't say it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess this person never grew out of that because a 44-year-old woman in Cleveland went to McDonald's and she demanded a slushie, which I guess they have slushies at some McDonald's. I did not know that. And she wanted all the flavors mixed into one.
Ew.
She wanted a swamp. McDonald's slushies have three different flavors, strawberry watermelon, pink lemonade, and blue raspberry, which actually sounds really good if you mix them together. The employee said it's not possible. It's, you know, a health violation. It's just the rules they have to follow. Well, she flipped out. She forced her way behind the counter and started making her own. And you can't have that happen because now you're tainting everything, right? Like, we have to follow certain rules.
Yeah, like, just come on, people.
So they're like, hey, please stop. And they're trying to get in front of her. So she just started throwing punches.
You're kidding.
Of haymakers everywhere. Eventually, the cops did show up and they arrested her. She's been charged with two counts of misdemeanor assault.
Oh my God, she pleaded
not guilty. Here's my thoughts on this. And I told yesterday my story of me getting angry at and writing a complaint letter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We need to make people be in more trouble for these things. So it stops. Assaulting flight attendants on airplanes.
Seriously.
Smacking around the poor person making minimum wage at the McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to be held to a higher standard. Like, you need to go to jail.
Yep.
I really do feel that way because otherwise people are going to just keep doing it. So that's my thought. All right. I have a quote this morning that I don't understand at all.
Okay. It's from Edith Wharton. Let me try and explain it to you.
So I'm hoping you can walk me through the quote. Okay.
Okay.
There are two ways of spreading light: to be the candle or the mirror that reflects it. So if you could just walk me through what I'm trying to say here.
So
there are two ways of spreading light: to be the candle or the mirror that reflects it.
Okay, John.
Yes.
So there are two ways of being like a positive influence.
Okay. I'm with you.
You can either be the source of the positivity.
Yeah.
Or you can be the reflection of it. So like you had the positive energy and it changed your life. And that way you're sharing the light. You're reflecting it.
If someone else is doing something right, just follow what they're doing.
Let it impact your life. Bring the light into your life.
And then let it reflect
out.
Yeah,
that's what I would say. Okay, we are like in the thick of summer.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Right? I mean, we're not quite to July, but
we're pretty close.
Anyway, so like the girls have been fired up. And I have a few of the favorite ways to make a hot dog.
Boil it.
Boil it?
Okay. Let me tell you right now. Y'all are crazy if you think burning it and making it charcoaly on a barbecue is the right way to go
with a
hot dog.
You're wrong if you think it being floppy with tongs in a pot is the right way to pick it up
and go.
No.
Yes.
That's worse than a microwave with it popping open.
Have you ever had a Costco hot dog?
Okay, yeah. They
One of the best
them.
Hot dogs.
Yeah.
They boil up.
I understand this. I get this.
Lawyered.
No.
Yes.
All right. You know what? The way we make the hot dog is we can agree to disagree.
Have you ever had a hot dog from a street vendor in New York?
Disgusting.
They boil them.
Yeah, and it's disgusting.
Lawyered.
They're like the grossest hot dog you'll ever have is from a street vendor
I love
in New
them.
York. They're so nasty.
All right, what do you have?
Okay. My favorite combination on a hot dog.
Okay.
Don't judge me for this because it's really delicious. Is a hot dog, okay?
Okay, good. You got the main ingredient.
Mm-hmm. And then the bun.
Good.
Okay. And then ketchup.
Yep.
And a squiggle.
Mm-hmm.
And then you cross squiggle back with honey. And I'm telling you right now, it is so good. Like, it
why?
Is stupid good.
Do you say things like this just to anger me? Like, why do you do this to me?
It's so good. Okay, let me explain.
Please do.
Because it's so.
Please do.
So good. Mm-hmm. Ketchup and honey on a hot dog is like the greatest thing I've ever had. Corn dogs.
Yes, you were the one who told me honey on a corn dog is good. I didn't believe you. The corn dog truck came.
And you tried it.
And I tried it, and you were right. It's fantastic.
It's the exact same thing.
Yeah. No.
Honey on a corn dog, because the corn's got like the sweet.
Yeah, but where are you getting the sweet? It's a bun.
So now you're just putting the sweet.
Nope.
On the hot dog.
No.
It's so good.
It's not.
It's so good. No. All right. Anyway, some other top. What's
okay.
your, what, explain to me your perfect hot dog.
You boil a hot dog.
Gross.
And then you warm up the bun in the microwave. I like to make it like Costco. And then you do ketchup, mustard, and relish.
Ugh.
Maybe some chopped up onions on there.
Ugh. Relish.
I'll put even a tomato on there.
A tomato? What?
Oh, yeah.
That's like a ballpark hot
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, exactly.
They
I'm okay with that.
Pickles. Chicago dog or
yeah.
whatever.
Do it all. Some peppers.
How big is the bun?
It's huge.
Because, like, how do you fit
huge.
That?
Huge.
Like, that, you've now made a sub sandwich.
I stack all, here's what
with
happens.
Hot dog meat.
I stack it all on top of the hot dog, and then I go to take my first bite, but my mouth isn't big enough, so all the toppings get knocked off by my cheek as I'm biting it.
Uh-huh.
And so I never even get the toppings.
Uh-huh.
That's what happens.
Interesting.
All right, what does your list say?
Okay. We've got, okay, really? This is the number one.
What is ketchup?
Mustard. Is the number one.
Really?
People just do mustard?
I'm shocked by that.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right. Ketchup.
Yeah.
Onions.
Yeah.
Relish.
Yeah.
Chili. Meh.
Everything I've said.
Chili. Meh. Cheese. Meh.
Sure.
Sauerkraut.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can't trust a person who puts sauerkraut on their...
Oh. Sup. Boil a brat and then put some sauerkraut on it.
Okay. Mayo?
Yeah. That's
on
more Chicago style.
Mm-hmm. Bacon. I never tried that. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jalapenos?
Yeah.
I mean.
Sure.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Coleslaw.
No, but
who
you and I.
Is putting coleslaw. Coleslaw is like the worst side dish ever.
The only thing worse than putting coleslaw on your hot dog.
Is putting it on your barbecue.
Is putting honey on
no,
your
hot
dog. No,
it's not. Honey should for sure be on this list over coleslaw.
I thought this news article was so cool. It's what the movies get wrong about prison. And like, you know, I mean, honestly, I only know things from prison from three different things. One, I have a friend in there, and I talk to him every few months.
Nice.
Who's going to be in there forever. I have, we had the warden in here once before when we were doing our Ask Me Anything, and I thought he was fascinating. And three, movies.
Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption. That is literally
Escape
how
Escape from Alcatraz.
Right, that's how I know
yes,
my movies.
Same, same.
Well, people who have been in prison shared what movies got wrong about being incarcerated on Reddit. And it was just interesting. For example, the food looks practically like paste, Play-Doh, and mash. I do know that my buddy always says he craves lettuce, like just fresh food. So it's like that's...
Wait, the food actually does look like paste?
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe they're saying that's what it looks like in the movie, but it's
that
not.
That is
really.
What it looks like in the movie.
Okay. Maybe then it doesn't look like that in real life. All I know is my buddy craves fresh food.
I assume.
Salad.
Really? They don't have fresh food?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I assume the food in prison has to be just similar to like the Cisco like food they serve at lunch.
Wouldn't it be?
Yeah,
same idea?
Yeah, they're not like making special mush.
This one says movies can't replicate the smell inside the jail.
Okay, that is the one thing I've heard.
Really?
I've never been to jail.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never even been in a jail building, but I assume that it does not smell great.
The stench is something between bad body odor and garbage. There's not good ventilation. It's truly disgusting. So that's
ew.
Like a big, yeah. Ugh. Most of the inmates just want to do their time and go home. Not a lot of them are trying to act out and misbehave. I mean, that's what you think, right? You're going to walk into prison
yeah,
and start getting
like,
beat
I'm
up.
Gonna get you.
That good behavior, time off sentence is like gold to them. Like, you're you don't want that. You have points against you. They're like demerits.
Yeah.
So you try everything you can to just follow the rules to get out. Most of the inmates aren't hardened criminals. They simply have made a mistake or came from a bad situation and are genuinely trying to assimilate back into society.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. I do think that, like, I mean, obviously you have, like, your...
Look, there's bad ones in there.
Bad criminals.
Yeah.
But then other people, it's like, oh, escaped my taxes.
Right, or exactly.
Like, yeah.
Made a mistake in some way in your youth and you're still in there in your 40s. Yeah. Some of these dudes are very smart and would have had great jobs if they had never gotten involved with drugs or gangs.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's like my friend. Inmates love to work. Fights even break out for jobs because people are so bored. I would try to do anything and everything just so I didn't have to sit in my cell.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care what it is. You want me to get...
You want me to clean the toilet?
Yeah, done. At least I'm doing something.
Did you say scrape the gum?
I was saying scrape the gum, but then I was like, maybe that's not a thing they have. The jail was smoke-free, and then you only got a smoke break twice a day. So you know how it's always like,
they're like
you picture it?
Smoking.
That's not how the real life is. Drugs are crazy easy to get in prison. I don't know. Is that true? I want like a follow-up on that. Does that mean they are easy or they're not easy to get?
They seem in the movies easy to get.
And finally, off of this, of what movies get wrong about prison, dropping the soap, nothing will happen. That's just an accident that happens to all of us. So there you go. Spotify released the most played TV soundtracks along with the most popular TV theme songs. Do you have like a favorite TV theme song out there? You know what we play from time to time is the One Tree Hill
theme song. I don't want to be anything other than what I've been.
I mean, we play that often, and that's actually number two of the top soundtracks.
I would say the next one would have to be like Friends.
No, not even in the top 10 of these. Yeah. I don't know what the theme song to Empire is, but that's at 10. Euphoria is number 9.
I don't know any of these.
The Marvelous Miss Maisel is number 8. Orange is the New Black is number 7. Big Little Lies, number 6. Here we go. These are the ones you would know. At number 5, The O.C. Do you know that song? California.
Oh, yeah. California.
Love it.
Yeah. You know what's also a good one?
Huh?
The Full House theme song.
Whatever happened to predictability?
The milkman, the paperboy.
Where's DuckTales?
Really?
Life is like a hurricane here in Duck. My kids love that show.
You love it.
Game of Thrones came in at number 4.
Okay.
And how does it go?
Something like, ba, 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 ba.
Nailed it. Ba, ba, ba. Number 3 is the theme song for This Is Us. Do they have one? I thought it just started.
I just watched it last night. I don't remember it.
Number 2, I said, was One Tree Hill. And the number 1 favorite song that we listen to from Spotify.
Yes. Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
So good.
But who's listening to this?
I'm not going to lie.
Don't.
I listened to the Stranger Things soundtrack for like a week or two after the last season had just come out.
Is that all the 80s songs on there?
Yeah, and the one song that he sings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's so funny.
But the theme song?
It just is on there.
So it's, okay, so maybe that's why people, well.
Yeah, that's probably why I didn't sell any wedding dresses that week.
You put honey on your hot dogs too, so you can't trust you. I watched 2 kid movies over the last like 3 days.
Raya,
I watched last week.
Oh, okay.
Catching up on some of these with the kiddos. But we did watch the new Pixar film, which is Luca.
Okay, if you don't know Luca, I have seen it, but I haven't. I've seen it.
You've seen the trailer?
But I haven't watched it.
So Luca is the story of these, they're like mermaids, but they kind of look more like sea monsters.
Yes, and you know what? I started watching it with Boone, but I was like doing dishes and stuff. And then they like go onto the land and they look normal and they're like in Italy.
Yes, it's like completely in a small Italian fishing village.
Yes, and there's a Vespa.
And there's a Vespa. Here actually is part of the trailer.
We do not go anywhere near the surface. Got it?
Everything good is above the surface. Walking. Air! The sky, clouds, the sun.
Whoa, don't look at it.
Just kidding. Definitely look at it.
So we watched it.
What do you think?
What happened to the songs? Why am I not getting music in movies anymore? The kids did not like the music. It was like really, it was just like this Italian, like up-tempo music, like I kind of heard there.
The whole time
through, and they were not into the music of it. So they didn't love it. They were actually bored.
Really?
Yeah. I think I enjoyed it more than them, but I want a Let It Go. I want some. I want a Disney song. Do they never do music?
Well, like Pixar, so Toy Story, right?
Yeah.
So you've got like When She Loved Me, which is like a video. You get Pixar, you get like montages.
Right. They did not give a montage. I didn't love it.
Pixar usually get one good montage.
Yeah. It was not for me. 3 out of 5.
Really?
And then we decided to watch this other cartoon that Netflix has been promoting a lot, at least for us.
Yeah, which
called
one?
Wish Dragon. Have you seen Wish Dragon yet?
I haven't watched it, but okay. I saw it on my Netflix.
So this is Wish Dragon.
Greetings, great master. The heavens have opened. Your wishes will be...
Oh, a peasant boy. Well, this will be easy.
You see her? I wish.
Stop.
It's not.
I can't make people fall in love with you.
No.
Let me tell you.
Okay, wait. Is this Aladdin?
It's completely Aladdin. With this time around, there's a wish dragon. It is. Even the dragon is like the genie.
No, like that was literally the script.
Yes.
I can't make people fall in love with you. I can't bring anyone back from the dead. And I can't.
10,000 years
and will give you such a crick
in the neck. Like, that's what it is whole time. Yeah.
I already don't like that.
It's not great. So I'm going to recommend a Netflix cartoon for you if you have a family and you're looking for something new, because I didn't like Luca and I didn't like Wish Dragon.
So what's the third one?
Netflix has one out called Mitchells versus the Machines.
Yes, I have watched this
It's so creative.
It is so creative.
It's unique the way it's animated.
Yes.
It fits this generation.
It does, because it's kind of like the end of the world.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I mean, it's for sure.
But it's all about technology, and the way it's animated is like the stuff your kids are watching now.
Yes,
and it's family friendly, like completely.
Mm-hmm.
So Mitchells versus Machine. Don't Pixar. Wish Dragon?
Well, I've seen it. It's called Aladdin.
Right. You've seen the better version.
Well, they were like, what rhymes with Aladdin? Aladdin.
Wish Dragon.
Aladdin. Wish Dragon. Ah, the Wish Dragon.
That'll do. We talked last week about how I still have in my cell phone Chantel's name from when I first met you 10 plus years ago at this point.
Yeah.
And you were an intern.
Mm-hmm.
And so you went into my phone as Intern Chantel.
Yes, which should be a temporary title.
But now that's how I know to look for it.
Yeah, like you don't even type in like C, you type in I.
I type in I. When I need to get you, I type in
I. My eyes, I'm rolling my eyeballs right now.
So that's just who you are in my phone.
Yeah.
It got me thinking, like, what nickname do you have for someone on your phone? Because I know there's people out there you've probably met. And you wrote something, maybe you met at a club or something.
Yeah, and you like write a description of them.
Right. And then you end up getting to know them.
Or so like when I was in high school, the funny thing was like to like put a funny name.
Oh, okay.
Because your phone used to not be linked to like your address book.
Right.
But now it's like you put it in and then every Apple product you have has like the address of Intern Chantel. And it's like, oh gosh.
I have like 9 Kevins too. I need to come up with more creative names for
like
that
Kevin
reason.
Kevin 1, Kevin
right.
2.
I'm like, I don't know which one I'm supposed to call right now.
Yeah,
like, that's
I
where
do
I'm
hate
at.
That. I do hate that.
What nickname do you have for someone on your phone? 844-649-1051. So do you have any like specific ones?
Yeah, so like since high school, like I have a friend, I mean, I haven't talked to him in years, but like since high school, he's been in my phone as Sexy Hippie. Like since for forever. And I remember I used to text him like in college and stuff because he went up to school in Montana.
Okay.
And so we kind of were the two people who didn't stay in Texas to go to school. And he'd come visit me, but I would be like dating.
Oh.
And they'd see like pop up on my phone like Sexy Hippie. And it's like, no, like it's just my friend.
And who is this Sexy Hippie you're texting with right now?
It's not you.
Right. It says, I'm a journalist, so I have a lot of random contacts. I always do their name-job description. I swear one of my contacts is Travis-possible murderer.
No. Oh, that's funny. But now the nice thing is like you could do name, last name, occupation.
Yeah, you could put it the occupation,
you don't
possible
have to do
murderer.
The dash anymore.
You're right. My friend's nickname is Booty Me because that's the first thing she ever said to me and now it's our thing.
So is that like his booty call?
Maybe. I don't know. I call my friend's wife Premium because she works at an insurance agency and the mortgage is expensive. That's funny.
That's funny.
Like, why you call my wife Premium, dude?
Yeah, what is
it? What's up with that, bro?
It means nothing. Uh-huh. She sells insurance.
My husband is Baby Yum Yum.
Oh my gosh. Everybody has like their husband in their phone is like hubby or like.
I have Jen's legal name. that's where we're at in our relationship.
Like, that was me too. It was like. Well,
yeah, my sister's like
it's her, like the full legal name.
Yeah.
Middle name even.
You're right though, because my sister, like she has her husband as Boo.
Yeah.
And I'm mine's like, Jennifer Watkins.
Yeah. Yes. It isn't even Jen. It's
no.
Jennifer.
It's the most prim and proper way. Our landlord is scary bald landlord.
Wait, you're their landlord?
How dare you? I'd be creepy bald landlord.
Oh, right. There's nothing scary about you.
This text, my friend owed me $100 for the longest time, so I changed his name to owes you $100.
Oh my gosh.
Where's my money?
That's funny.
Oh, here's another intern. I have all of our old interns in my phone too, but mine are intern sarcastic, intern blonde, intern terrible.
Oh, so he didn't even take the time to learn their name. So I should feel
See,
lucky.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, sure, it starts with intern, but I got your name somewhere in there.
Somewhere.
At some point, I had to ask someone, what's her name again?
What's that girl's name?
She keeps talking. She's very bubbly. It's a lot.
She's like so loud.
She exhausts me.
Stop!
Intern exhausts me is what it used to be. And then I changed it.
That's so mean. You love me. You love me and my energy.
This text, my mom is birth giver on my phone.
I would be, no.
You change that right now.
You change that right now.
My buddy once touched an electric fence while we were camping, so he's Sparky in my phone.
That's funny.
My boyfriend is Snug Boy Supreme because he's such a great snuggler.
Aww.
Again, see, we're talking about nicknames.
Yeah.
No, for Jen's always will be Jennifer Watkins.
It's well with it an is. Accent.
Yes, always.
Is there like a flag? Like a
there's an accente and an umlaut at different points on it. Hey, you want to feel old?
Well, sure.
All right. Who doesn't?
I love
some of you.
Feeling old.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Just turned 30.
Well, that came out before I was born.
It came out in 91.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Well, I was born in 91, but it came out... like my same birth year.
And now,
before I was born.
The Gaston and Lefaux? It's Lefaux, right? Who's the short? Josh Gad.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Josh Gad.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a prequel series on Disney Plus. Ooh. And get this, Luke Evans and Josh Gad are coming back as Gaston and...
Are they just doing voices or is it live action?
It's live action.
Whoa.
Yeah. So they're actually coming back as a kid and it's going
to
be like
is Josh Gad just like not busy?
I don't know. What has happened to Josh Gad? For a while he was in every movie.
Every movie. And then he like always plays the same character. Like,
I'm okay
he's the
with
Olaf,
that.
And then he's the Lefaux or...
Yeah, Lefaux. Lefou.
Lefou. Lefou. Lefou.
He's kind of like the nerd who...
He's a
goofy.
Comedic relief.
He's so good though.
Oh, I love him.
I don't want him in another role. In fact, I listened to a podcast where he plays like this drugged out doctor.
No.
And I have a hard time because to me it's Olaf...
Oh, yeah.
And like, Olaf doesn't do that.
No, Olaf is a good guy.
Right. I'm like, what are you doing, Olaf? Who are you hanging out with?
Yeah.
On the wrong side of those tracks.
Slippery slope.
Yeah. So I don't, Brianna Middleton, I don't know who she is, but she's also starring this as the female lead, and it's going to be Louis' stepsister, so Josh Gad's stepsister.
Yeah.
And it's going to be their whole life leading up to where they actually meet the Beast.
What the heck?
I'm intrigued.
Well, how many episodes it's going to be?
8-episode musical series.
Yes.
So we're going to get some music
finally,
out of it as well.
There you go. You got your music.
Good. I know that you recently have gone through just a big old cleanse in your house. Like you've thrown away so much stuff.
I had a dumpster delivered.
Yeah.
I filled the entire dumpster.
We need that. You know the
like,
problem?
Like who knew how much crap was just in your house?
We just keep stuff.
Yeah. Well, like I've lived in my house for 7 years.
Right.
7 years.
Wait till your kids go into school and you start like just saving
papers. And, yeah.
Sometimes Jen's like, we need to keep this. I'm like, why?
Mm-hmm.
In 20 years, are we going to go back and read Liam's first grade report on the orca whale? Like, is that something we're going to do?
Detoxing my house of bad juju and vibes. I have reminisced through like cards or like things.
Okay.
And it is fun.
So you're saying you need a little bit of stuff from the past.
Yeah, it's fun. And then I've now thrown it away because I don't need that in my life.
Jen has 4 or 5 tubs of stuff from like her childhood to high school.
Yeah, I do too.
You do too. Just things and cards and books, and I don't just things, life.
Yeah, my stuff fits in three cowboy boot boxes because that's appropriate for me.
Yeah, that fits you.
To use a cowboy boot box as like my memory box.
My family, we moved every 2 years growing up, and when you move a lot, what happens is you have to shed.
Correct.
So I really don't have anything from my childhood.
So Tyler, like his stuff in our basement, that it like so much stuff.
Was it just his
furniture? Just like stuff, right? And my memories are things that I could basically carry on my back.
Yes, exactly.
As we moved from house to house.
That's how I was. Well, 2/3 of Americans say that they have so much stuff, they can't easily fit it all in their home.
Yeah, like they have a storage unit.
And because of like Amazon, and you know, it's like right now, Amazon Prime Days, like we're buying more than ever before.
Yeah, like so my, like when I tell you that my basement is actually empty.
You don't
right
actually
now?
Mean empty, do you? It's like legit
it's
empty.
It's legitimately empty.
Gosh, you can't
other
even
than,
walk in my basement.
Other than I have a camping room.
Yeah.
Camping gear. My basement is empty.
I barely
like,
even believe
I got
believe
rid of
you.
Everything.
7 in 10 people say they reorganized at least 2 rooms in their home during the pandemic because they needed space and we were stuck at home. We had to do that too because we had to make school areas for the kids. So that happened.
Well, I had another baby during, so I had to like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, that's one of the number one reasons is everyone needed a home office.
Home office or nursery.
Right, exactly.
It just depends which activity you were participating in.
The top rooms we reorganized last year were the bedroom.
Yep.
The living room.
Mm-hmm.
The bathroom.
I redid my bathroom.
Did you?
Well, just recently. So I redid my bathroom. Like I overhauled it. Not renovated it, but I like got new mirrors, new light fixtures, and paint, and decorations. And then I redid my bedroom, and still doing the patio, right?
Yeah,
but like it looked good. It looks so good.
Jen wants to do our bedroom. That's like her next one, but she wants like new bedroom furniture.
Bedroom's expensive.
So expensive.
I know. That's why I built my own headboard.
Well, I'm not doing that. So.
Just do that. It's so much cheaper.
Build me one.
Okay.
It's everything. She wants like the whole.
You tell me what
you
want.
Set.
You tell. I'm Chip Gaines. Uh-huh. Okay.
I need all the. I need the dressers and the drawers.
Well, I can't
and
build
the headboard,
you a dresser. I can't
and then
do that.
I need the four post bed.
I can't build you a four post or king size
bed. What good
bed.
Are you?
Well, I can build you a faux headboard that attaches to the metal frame.
I could put a piece of plywood behind my bed also and call.
No, why? What? My headboard is legit.
You know, we've talked a lot about, I think that we at least need to have the conversation how Instagram is nothing more than a highlight reel.
Well, yeah.
So you can go into it knowing it. Because a lot of people get caught up in it and start comparing.
And they're like, my life doesn't look like this.
Right.
Like, well,
no one's
does. Their life.
Yeah. It's a photo shoot.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
And that's fine.
And that's totally fine as long as you do that. But this guy from England just spent $200,000 to make himself look like a real-life Instagram filter. He's 32 years old.
Wait, like in real life?
Yes. He liked how he looked so much when he used the filter that he said, why am I paying $299 a month for the filter when I could pay $200,000 and look constantly?
What, do you have a picture?
Let me pull one up for you. So he's gone.
If I Google this, is it going to come up?
Yeah, his name is Anees Malik, A-N-E-E-C-E. Again, he's from England. He's had numerous procedures, laser hair removal, cheek fillers, new teeth, Botox injections. His new face has a shiny glow that makes him completely unrecognizable from what he used to look like. He receives anti-wrinkle injections every other month so he can have this flawless Instagram filter look. Have you found it?
He looks amazing.
Does he look great? Let me see.
I mean,
I just read the story and was horrified and I didn't even look at it. So it's really worked for him? The filter?
Compared? My goodness. This is not even the same person.
Hold on. Let me take it. Oh, wow.
I know.
Might have worked for him.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what? Here's
looks
the
good.
Deal. If I look like Anees Malik part one.
Right.
And I had the money to look like Anees Malik part two.
The sequel.
I would for sure have done the surgery.
It's not often the sequel looks better than the original. But this time around.
Well, and that's what I'm trying to figure out. Is that the filter or is that like the finished face?
I think that's the finished face. He says, look, I had TikTok, I had Instagram, but I hated posting photos of myself. I've never liked the way I looked. So I used certain filters to change it. Eventually, I decided to become a filter so I could permanently look and feel good.
I'm just saying, like, He's cute now.
All right, so never mind. We're not horrified?
Nah, I'm not horrified.
All right, well, this conversation did not go the way I thought it would. In the last week,
yeah,
I went to Starbucks. Mm-hmm. They were out of iced tea.
Don't even get me started.
I went to
Starbucks being out of stuff.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Uh-huh.
They were out of wings.
We would.
There's a wing shortage. I didn't know about this.
They were out of ketchup because they were out of
ketchup. Remember, I went
too.
To Buffalo Wild Wings. They were out of ketchup. I went to El Pollo Loco.
They were not out of chicken.
They were out of chicken.
No, they were not.
Waiting for it to show up
it's
that day.
Literally called the crazy chicken or something.
Uh-huh. Chicken, if chicken's in your name or if wing's in your name.
Like you must
You have,
have
to have it.
If not, you just must close.
That's
like
how
do
I
not
feel.
Be open.
I'll tell you when I went to Buffalo Wild Wings not too long ago, not the wing time, but another time they were out of ketchup. I'm like, Costco's next door. Can't someone go over and just buy some ketchup?
You were at the one on 106, weren't you?
Yes, I was at that. Yeah, whatever that. Yeah.
114
just
by
Costco
Shields.
Right there.
It's literally right there.
Just go
they
over there.
They could have bought ketchup in bulk.
You know what you do? Go over to the Habit and just steal some of theirs. right?
If I was a customer, I would have said, it's fine. I'll be back.
Just go get your
and
own.
And Wayne got like the peel apart packets that suck.
I was complaining about this to Monroe yesterday, and she told me she was like at Red Lobster, and they were out of ranch dressing.
Oh, my God.
What is happening?
No.
End of days?
No.
What is going
this is
on?
The end of the world. This is truly it. When we are so lazy that they won't even just go buy it from the store. And I understand these are corporate companies.
Yeah. I get that. When the but crazy chicken's out of chicken.
You're going to make me a crazy chicken.
When your name says wings in the title and you're out of wings. I think we hit something. We've gone too far.
Just close the doors.
Yes, exactly.
My goodness. I feel like in Utah, we're starting to love tattoos more and more.
Yeah,
like
you
it's
think?
Quite the craze, right?
It's everywhere.
I swear a new tattoo shop opens up like down the street from me every day.
And they're all making money.
I mean,
every time I see like something that there's so many of them.
There is a single needle
okay.
tattoo artist that mm-hmm. opened down the little bit from me in my bridal shop.
Yeah.
She's booked out until 2022.
That's insane. But I will tell you, I remember paying for my two, and I don't have big ones.
Yeah.
My three. It's expensive.
Yeah, but you know what, though?
Hmm.
I mean, the people I talk to, most of my friends are doing the single needle stuff
okay.
because it's hip and it's trendy and whatever. Theirs are like $80 minimums.
Okay.
And so they usually go in and get like two or three at a time. And I'm like, $80? Like, that's like not that expensive.
$80? No. Mine are small, but I feel like
but if
all...
you do like the really intense, like sleeves and the cool stuff, like I understand that gets more expensive.
Sure.
But here's my justification on it is it's forever.
It's art.
It's art.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's actually art. So you're like, oh, I'm paying, you know, $400 for this piece of art. I don't know. To me,
it makes sense,
but like I know to a lot of people, they're like, it's just so expensive.
It is expensive.
I was in Park City over the weekend, right?
Uh-huh.
A sidebar. And I went into this art gallery, and they had pictures of horses.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny, because they're actually, I asked them, I'm like, are these the horses from out over in the West Valley?
Oh, like where you took the
ones I took my
picture. Oh, really?
And they were like, oh, yeah. And I was like, I knew I recognized
You need to
these horses.
Buy that art.
Yeah.
And then
anyway,
get it tattooed
like,
on your back.
No, I was like, oh shoot, I'm going to buy this art. But it was like $1,200. And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Because it's art.
So it's like, it's art.
I hear you.
But I'm weird that way. Anyway, tattoos.
Yes.
Okay. I have a list of like the states that get a tattoo like the most commonly.
Okay.
And the one that's killing me right now is it says Arizona has the most Shia LaBeouf tattoos.
Who's getting
he's
a Shia LaBeouf tattoo on
he's
there.
Not even from Arizona.
What's that about?
But it's like people in Arizona apparently love Shia LaBeouf.
They love the movie Holes. And
they can relate
right, exactly.
to the desert, I guess. Who even knows? Like, what the heck? Kentucky's like really into Disney tattoos.
All right.
Are you ready what Utah's into?
What are we into
Which
here?
Actually, this makes so much sense to me.
Fry sauce tattoos.
Seriously?
Green jello tattoos.
No. Utah gets the most eyeliner tattoos. And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, that doesn't even.
Number one.
Yeah.
The girls here are like so into their looks.
Yeah.
And number two, with the culture,
mm-hmm.
tattoos are not allowed. But eyeliner tattoos.
You can get away with it.
You can get away with
it. Oh, I see. It's smart.
Isn't that funny? It's like a fake tattoo. Like it's not.
Tattoo a six pack on myself.
Oh, man. Could you the shading? You know how bad that would hurt.
Oh yeah, and then when I just continuously let myself go,
yeah, it's like why are your abs so wide?
You look like you have a serious metal condition.
Your skin. I'm has worried some about you.
Hiccups are one of those things that just.
Oh my gosh.
Ugh.
It's too much. Mm-hmm. Like as a kid, you're like, oh, I got the hiccups, and it's funny. As an adult, you're like, my stomach, I'm gonna throw up.
And then everyone tells you, like, oh, what you need to do is hold your breath for 30 seconds.
Stand on your head.
Stand on your head. Eat something while you're standing on your head.
Patch your head and rub your belly.
Right, there's
like,
all these weird things.
Stupid stuff.
Well, there's an L-shaped straw called the Hickaway that launched on Kickstarter a year ago. And a study found out that it works 92% of the time.
You just breathe air in or out of it?
Well,
or
here, listen to their ad.
Say hello to Hickaway, the guaranteed way to get rid of hiccups. Dr. Safi created a device that is a quick, foolproof way to say goodbye to your hiccups. The device is created with two holes of different diameters, precisely placed. Just sip some water through the straw, and Hickaway will do the rest. Hickaway creates enough pressure to lower the diaphragm and eliminate hiccups.
All right, did you understand how it works?
Yeah. When I have hiccups, if I start drinking, I will choke.
Or it'll be fixed right away thanks to the Hickaway. So my question to you is, how much would you pay for the L-shaped straw that they call Hickaway?
All right. Here's the thing, John. Uh-huh. I am paying like $9 for the nose sucker thingy.
Oh, gosh.
What
the nose thing for the kids?
What is that called?
That thing was disgusting.
The
I remember that. Yes.
Sucker. And I'm putting that like in my mouth and just sucking out the snot. Shoot, what are those called?
Yeah, it is booger something. Booger be gone.
No,
I don't know.
It's not. Dang it.
So you paid $9 for that.
I paid $9 for that. So for a Hickaway, hiccup remover that's guaranteed.
92% of the time. Nah, it works all the time.
He said guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
I would pay
$12. $12. Actual retail price of the Hickaway on Amazon. $15. Not bad though, Chantel. I'll give that to you. Yeah. There's a new TikTok hack that claims that lettuce steeped in hot water will help you sleep faster. Look, we're all trying to find a new way to sleep.
Yeah.
You know me. I use a children's melatonin. It's called a Tired Teddy.
And you take a nibble.
I just nibble off the ear.
It's
and it's
enough.
Like a horse tranquilizer for me. I don't, there is something about my body's chemistry and a children's melatonin.
It's so funny. Because I remember there was a time that I was like, oh, I'm going to start taking melatonin so I can sleep. I would take like 4.
You're taking too much.
Nothing.
That's why. I think the reason why it works, I just take a little. It's a little whisper.
Yeah, but
just
I try to knock myself out and it does nothing.
No, it's melatonin's for like more of like a push into dreamland, not like to a pile drive into dreamland. For that, you need like a Kirkland sleep aid.
Yeah.
There's a difference, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
ZQL, Benadryl.
NyQuil?
Or NyQuil makes one now that's ZQL.
Yes. Yeah. I saw a commercial for that just the other day.
All right. So, anyways, you can also use lettuce. Here is a TikTok influencer who tried lettuce water.
So I've washed my lettuce. I'm going to shove it in my cup. And now I've got my kettle water.
Let's try it. Bismillah. Update. I do feel slightly drowsy.
Wait, you drink it?
Sold me on it.
Wait.
You steep lettuce in hot water, like a tea. Then you just drink the tea.
Ugh.
I don't believe it's working.
No.
I don't believe so at all.
No.
You know what you need? Benadryl.
Mm-hmm. ZQL.